The Shaft, episode 204, recorded on October 30th, 2014. I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm good.
I'm Afro Monkey.
And I'm Wes.
And we've got a wonderful show for you today. We've got a lot of sightings that people sent in, even on the Twitter feed, on the submission dock, excavation station, tons of news. And so, and we have a server sponsor this week. Do you want to tell us about this, Wingood?
Sure. I've never heard of the server before, but it looks like us.playminecraft.com wants to make sure everyone knows that Seth Bling and Cube Hamster's Missile Wars is now available for 5v5 games. It's the only server that's got it running right now. And also, there's a new spooky ghost lobby in effect, so just come check it out while it's there.
So spoopy!
It's so spooky. It's awesome. I was playing on there earlier tonight, got some Missile Wars in and some survival stuff. Statues everywhere. Y'all love statues.
Yeah, man, I'm a big fan of the stat. If you notice, they all have fangs now too, except for Pyro. Pyro's got a halo. I guess he's the little angel of us all or something. I don't know.
Y'all have to blow it up at the end of Halloween or something.
Yeah,
Halloween irony.
So this one's a lot of fun. Like, I've been playing that all day, so I recommend it. It's a lot of fun.
And that's really cool. I mean, they'll have multiple matches going. So head over to us.playminecraft.com and play today. And y'all are on 1-8 too, right?
Right. 1-8.
So that was easy enough to hop on there.
Yep.
Speaking of servers, like I said, I played some of that today. Also uploaded some Safari Masters behind the scenes. Still moving, so as you can probably tell from this show, we're lacking in bumpers and some audio stuff. Bear with us. It'll get there. Started a new show, the MMO show, and actually got my Indiegogo funded to start an MMO. So I've got some software now called Hero Engine, and I will be making an MMO.
Sweet. What was your... I missed all of this. What was your campaign for? How much did you raise?
Oh, it's not that much. I mean, it is to me. Raised $500. And I only needed 100, which was the great thing. But Indiegogo won't let you do 100. Like, the minimum is 500.
What percentage does Indiegogo take? I'm just curious now. I'm not...
I want to say 12%. It seemed like 12 and a half, something like that.
So they basically said, we don't want $12. That's not enough. This does not interest us.
Yeah, the credit card fees are more expensive than that, please. But it's great because it affords me more seats for the license and some of the artwork stuff. So that's going to be good, and I can't wait to do that. And I promise you, I'm getting situated here. We will have better audio, maybe less video, but it's an audio show, so that will be ramped up.
How about design mass transit and your RPG, Brent?
If that's a thing.
Sorry, I'm trying to go for a whole Shaft thing. I'm sorry.
Caravans. Sorry. There'll be caravans.
Sweet.
But speaking of mass transit, how's your week, Wes?
My week has been pretty good. I did a little bit of Minecraft this week. First off, I played a lot of Whistle Wars. I played a lot of Whistle Wars. I've been watching Homestar Runner as well. on Play Minecraft, the night it came out, I basically just didn't go to bed. I just kept playing over and over and over again. And it was a lot of fun. And I got to play with Lab Tech and a lot of other people. It was awesome. And that was good times. And then also I did some modded Minecraft on the Crackpack server. Michael and I are building a giant treehouse. And so one of the things I decided was that I would go to the quarry world and build an ender quarry. Unfortunately, I didn't realize how many ender pearls were in, or ender eyes of ender or whatever, were in the ender quarry thing. And so I spent a night hunting endermen, and modded Minecraft endermen are jerks.
Really?
They're just jerks.
Are they like worse than normal ones?
Well, that's just it. Like, there's only a few of the normal ones around. There's the little ender minis. Have you seen those?
No.
They're like just about as tall as grass. And sometimes there'll be three or four of them together, and you won't know it. And yeah, so it was a lot of death and a lot of sadness and a lot of humiliation. Additionally, I don't know what it is, but have you seen the giant spiders on the Crackpack server?
I've heard something about hungry spiders. I've never seen them, though.
Now, the hungry spider is one thing. Basically, it's a daytime aggressive spider that is supercharged.
And likes cookies.
And there was one right next to spawn. So if you were killed, the odds were you were going to get killed again.
And so you that was do anything about it?
Yeah, I tried beating him up. I figured, okay, well, I'll just die over and over and over again. But if I keep beating on him, surely he'll die eventually. No.
Just kept killing him.
That didn't really happen. But evidently, there are some spiders that are either doing graphical glitches in the Crackpack, or they really are that big. We're talking 50, 60 blocks wide.
Wow. Really?
Jesus Christ.
That's so huge.
Like, I'm walking around, and all of a sudden the sky gets dark, like instantly, because evidently they clip at a certain point. And so I look up, and at the top of the trees is a spider completely eclipsing the sky. And it was mortifying, so much so that I had to tweet Michael. I'm like, Michael, what the hell is this? And then I walked around a little bit, and I found another one that was in the ground. So like, you could only catch him from certain, like looking at him from certain angles, but there was a giant torso coming up out of the water, spinning around, a giant spider top, like looking around, not moving, just kind of turning in place.
Little hearts?
I don't know. I wasn't going to get close enough to him to find out.
Oh man, you had to touch him.
He ran like he stole something.
I did. I squealed like a little kid. I was like, eee! And I didn't like the spider. I was, so that was the extent of my Crackpack week. It was a little humiliating, little humbling.
So this is all in video, so we can watch you run away screaming.
No. Actually, no. I decided. What's that?
It's what?
What's happening?
What's going on right now?
I have no idea, but some music just started up on my end.
Oh,
I'm freaking out.
He's probably got an ad playing on some project.
Was that it? Should we move on?
Wes is like having a seizure right now. He doesn't know what's happening.
Yeah, let's move on.
So good. How was your week?
My week was pretty good. I wasn't home most of it, though. I was in Canada at the EA offices and the broadband TV offices. So I spent most of my week doing a lot of different things. We toured the Children's Hospital there in BC, so we got to see around basically where the money that Extra Life is raising goes. Got a tour around the EA offices. Spent a lot of time at the broadband offices working on just all these different things. That we've been working on for the last year or so, our YouTube network, just different things. Got to hang out with Beef and Paws. Got to play a bunch of game, we streamed for Extra Life for about 5 hours or so from the EA offices. There was a couple of technical difficulties. It had about the same production quality as either of our podcasts, the Minecraft.
Well, good. Good thing we're in the same
really
room
a
there,
shame, man. They had bought like this really expensive equipment. They had a TriCaster, all that stuff set up, but I don't think everyone knew how all the equipment worked. And then even those that did, I think there was some glitches and stuff. I don't really know.
Speaking from experience, the TriCaster, even if you know how it works, sometimes just doesn't work.
Right. It's just a shame too, because we had like this wireless camera that we bought like dodgeballs and Nerf guns and stuff. And EA is huge, and we had the whole building to ourselves pretty much. I mean, aside from the parts that we didn't have access to at all. But we were going to do like Nerf gun battles, like while running up and down the halls of EA, and same thing with like dodgeball and stuff like that. So we couldn't do any of that stuff, but we still pulled you know, together a bunch of the stuff we had planned, and it was pretty good. I think we raised around $4,000. We'd set a goal for $10,000, but we had to delay our stream twice. Just everything's came up. So I think we could have hit our goal, but I think we missed out on a lot of people. And just all the little things, like I didn't realize until afterwards that they didn't have their Twitch channel partnered, so people that were watching couldn't even change their like quality settings. Like stuff like that. If I had just known, I could have contacted someone and had it taken care of, but it's nothing I could do about it after the fact. So
yeah,
live but, UHC EA, that would have been awesome,
right? I mean, that's basically kind of what we want to do, like a real life type of thing like that. But I mean, we had the access to the big soccer field there at EA. Just we had access to all kinds of cool stuff, but didn't really get to use it like we wanted to, just because equipment failures. But we still raised some money, and I wore a dress and put on makeup.
So. Nice.
And I saw that picture, and you look fabulous.
Yeah,
I've got a new Gmod spray.
I bet you do. yeah, so, that was my. What about you, Ephra?
Been doing some stuff offline for my Sky Factory series, gathering some resources and whatnot, fixing some old projects that I did wrong. other than that, like next week starts my new schedule.
Suck.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I get weekends off, and I haven't had weekends off in over a year, so I'm kind of looking forward to it. But it means that I'll be working on Thursday nights for, well, indefinitely.
So we'll just have to call you at the studio, get you Skyped in there.
Oh, you don't want me to put a mic up at 31, unless it's like in the actual studio or one of our audio booths.
Yeah.
There's nothing but white noise at 31.
Well, I trolled your competitors tonight, WAFF. They were tweeting out looking for the scores for the local football game, so I tweeted them back some fake scores to see if they would air those. So I'll let you know later if they screwed up.
And if anyone, you know, is watching that's affiliated with any of the stations, I don't know this gentleman. I've never met him before in my life.
I'm just joking. I did no such thing. So, see, I'm working for us. I'm trying to get Afro free for Thursdays in the future here.
Right, right. He may be homeless, but this Thursday night will be completely wide open when he's not begging on the corner.
But, yeah, that's basically been my week is work and Sky Factory and some spin tires.
Spin tires. Oh, really?
Do you like that? Kurt plays that. It's fun.
I just started playing, and I saw that they just added support for, like, racing wheels and stuff. I just haven't had the energy to actually hook up my racing wheel, but when I do, I'm going to test out with that and see how I like it.
Yeah, looks fun.
I caught it on sale, and I'm like, yeah, I might as well. I spent money on stupider games.
I did one thing that I wanted to do some Halloween videos this week. So I did some Five Nights at Freddy's the other night. Have you played this?
I have. Dude, no. I actually had to tell me what it was,
because I think you would really like it. I think it really is your style. I think you and Scary Games work really well together.
It's on the Humble Bundle. Said.
I should do, actually. Co was trying to convince me to play it.
Actually, I can give you a free copy. I got it on a Humble Bundle today. Oh,
okay, sure. You just guys reminded me of my alien. I forgot to make my alien live, so I'm going to go do that now while we're talking.
Yes. I was thinking about getting that, too, to do a bunch of Halloween content, but I was like, oh, yeah, that's tomorrow.
Right, yeah. Kind of out of time. That's all I was last year with the April Fools. It was like the day before, and I was like, oh, my God. I don't even remember what I did now.
Man, we used to go big on those.
I love April Fools. It's one of my favorite ones for YouTube, but I don't remember what I did this year. I guess it wasn't that good.
Yeah.
we should think of something good for the show.
I will say that Wes playing Five Nights at Freddy's was it was hilarious for me, at least.
Well, the thing is, the game's not fair. It's not fair.
It's not fair.
It's not fair. And
so
and
the alien.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I understand the goal is to scare me. But, the basic premise of it is you're working in, like, a showbiz pizza joint with animatronic animals that at night walk around and will try to kill you. you can lock yourself in the room, but you've got a finite amount of energy you can use. And anytime you look at the cameras, turn on any lights, or shut the doors to the office you're in, you lose power. So your goal is to monitor what's going on and then shut the doors at the times when the guys will be right outside the door, right? And so I would sit there and like be like, okay, well, I don't want to look at my cameras. That'll take juice. Okay, they're all the way across the building. I'm okay for now. And then something would happen, and they would come and kill me instantly. And I'm like, that's not fair. It's not fair.
But it's hilarious.
So is it scary, though?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's scary. I think I did capture the footage. I thought about maybe editing it tonight and throwing it up tomorrow. I also have a new episode of Core Elements I'm putting up tomorrow. I had John Combs, who did Planetary Annihilation and was behind the Human Resources Kickstarter. He was on the show this week. That episode is going up tomorrow. But yeah, Five Nights at Freddy's is genuinely scary, but it cheats.
Cheaters.
It cheats.
You have a giant cursor on the screen. Are you aware of this?
I am. I was scratching Wes's head, and then I moved over and scratched a little bit of Afro.
All right.
And then I went up to Good and scratched you a little bit. And I can't really scratch me. It's weird.
But you could do that in... Yeah.
That's true.
You can do that in person.
Speaking of in person... yeah, that works. We've got a costume, and this is from Wiley Post, and this is a cool little, I don't know, creeper with a sword costume Steve thing.
Those ripped jeans really make that costume.
Oh, yeah.
Don't they?
It's adorable.
And then also for Halloween, a pumpkin. I really like how they made it all, you know, bits. Like 8-bit looking kind of pumpkin. So good job there. And that was...
They did a good job of that. Like,
that is a really good pumpkin.
Like shaving down the bits so that it's still there, but it kind of see... Yeah, that's... Wow, well done, whoever you are.
Yeah.
You'll probably never hear this.
Yeah, and I forgot to get their name on here. But it's on Reddit. Go check the Minecraft Reddit and you can get their name. Thank you for that. Also, off of Reddit, the MindZ 2 trailer. I don't know if y'all have watched this.
Not yet.
Well, watch it, because it was in the dock. They let that on the Minecraft Reddit?
I don't know if that was on the Minecraft Reddit. It was on some Reddit somewhere. But
you're not supposed to advertise servers on the... anyways, I was like, I was... my, like... favoritism or something, some along going off.
I forget that they're like an actual server, because I know that like the first time we played it, it was like I played it like one night and I was just like, I don't know why anybody comes back and plays this, because it wasn't like I expected, like DayZ or something. And I felt so bad because they like came to like a convention and came up after us, hey, we're the guys who made this, after I'd been like trashing it on one of the shafts, and I was like, oh. So, yeah, no, I have to play it again, I guess. I don't know.
I've heard too, just really good. Beef's been talking to me about it. He said they've made tons of changes. So it sounds like it's going to be good. I haven't actually played it, though.
So
there's a lot of people who are very excited about it.
Yeah.
I thought I saw something about Wolf playing, and Paul Sora seemed kind of excited about it, even.
Yeah.
So it'll... try that out. Also, I did something new today. I asked people on Twitter, hey, what did you see this week that was cool? So from Kay Frinney on Twitter, they said that they're starting new worlds in the Minecraft Crack Pack and the new Hermitcraft mod sauce on Amplified.
Amplified. That'll be cool.
So I don't know what those are. Twitters aren't normally that verbose and descriptive, but...
Right. Yeah, they start a new season of Crackpack. There's not a lot of people playing this season. I think, I don't know, I think everyone's scared of, like, modded Minecraft and lag and different things. Like, I know me and people should have time, too, going to Canada and stuff.
There was a lot of problems with the pack when it first came out. Like, I know Pyro was interested in playing, but he kept falling through the world, you know?
That's right.
And some people were running into some game-breaking bugs, and so they were interested in maybe getting involved, you know, once it actually started. Plus, we had kind of a false start in that we started a map and we were excited about it, and then we realized that we were on an island with two biomes. in the middle of a giant ocean. And so basically we had to start a new map.
Huh.
And I don't know, like, I think every time you do that kind of stuff, it takes some of the steam out of people, you know?
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, and I know that when I first got involved with Crackback, I let them know I'm only going to be able to do this every once in a while. And there seem to be two different kinds of people. And those are the people that are going to dig in and play 3 to 4 hours a day, and the people who are going to play, you know, 4 to 5 hours a week. And those people, there aren't enough of the first kind this time. And they're feeling as if the vacancy on the server is a little frustrating.
Right. Yeah, I think every time a server I'm just not a fan of server resets, and I think that's what maybe there's interest in just modded Minecraft, is you have to reset it so frequently because mods update and they break the server and stuff like that. So for me, modded Minecraft, it's fun, but I think it's something I really want to just kind of do single player at my own pace type of thing more than a multiplayer type thing, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I was like, even when I was doing like the Yogscast Minecraft, Yogscast Minecraft. That's a new pack. Have you heard of that one?
Yeah, right.
But it was, you know, it would break all the time, or it'd be so laggy that you couldn't do stuff. And then even trying to, like, you know, work times with other people to record stuff, and then
you leave, crashing a server yourself.
Yeah, and then you leave Yogscast, and they come blow up your base anyway. So, you know, what was the point in all the hard work? But yeah, not to start anything. But so this next one here from Try to Be Cool 69 on. Oh, we already talked about that. So B00100's Survival of the Fittest map mod pack. That's from really? Try to Be Cool 69.
I haven't heard anything about that.
It's a series. It's on the Reddit, Wes.
Okay.
Like modded UHC.
I can't keep up with the speed of our Reddit. I'm just telling you that right now. I can't keep up. I try. I go to it multiple times a day. Yeah.
Less is too old.
Much. Too much. Too much.
Too much. And then JBJ Blaze on Twitter thought savebucket.org was a very interesting thing out this week. I don't know if anybody's taken a look at this, but basically, I guess because of all the DMCA stuff, the original bucket stuff was all pulled, and so they've set up their own website to put all the files up there, so you can still get bucket.
Is that legal?
Probably not.
I don't know.
Because they're saying that he sent a bogus, they use the word bogus, DMCA notice, stating that combining his codes with the proprietary code, blah, blah, blah. So they're calling it his claim bogus, but they don't, unless they have a law. Yeah, anyways.
Unless a judge rules that it's bogus, unless there's a ruling saying that his claim is not valid, then he can still issue a claim.
Yeah. Well, and I think the problem here, though, is if someone sends GitHub a DMCA notice, yeah, they're going to take it down.
Right.
And really not care what happens on the other side. They're not going to go to court to defend your stuff. So, yeah. I don't know. I think maybe this is, you know, do it there. And if you send them a DMCA and they don't take it down or respond, well, then you can take them to court and deal with it. But
yeah.
Sounds like this one guy wants to get all the files back together. Things like these, I always try to look at what their motive is. I mean, maybe he is just a really nice guy and he's doing this, but there's probably also a reason why he needs the files, and he probably wants them for himself, you know, to use for whatever reason. So there's what's the motive here, you know? I mean, is it really about saving bucket, or is it about, I don't know. The truth of the matter is, it's really on Mojang to save bucket, right? They own it. It's their problem.
Yeah, and have you heard anything about that? Not to put you on the spot, like, are they planning to host Bucket on Mojang, or?
Well, they claimed. Dinnerbone claimed he would personally update Bucket himself. If it took that, but he said that publicly. That's not like any private anything. But I think they've just been really busy. Minecraft is in the worst state it has ever been.
Yeah,
I cannot remember a time, and I've been playing this game, you know, even during the alpha, I'd never have remembered a time where the game is this unplayable. It's atrocious. People were saying more people need to be playing, like, on the Minecraft server, for example. And the truth is, the game is just unplayable right now. It's a big pile of crap. Yeah. So, I mean, it's sad to say we're a show about Minecraft, but Yeah. And some, like, in the past, if they would release a patch and the game was broken, there'd be a patch, like, the next day that would fix it. But basically what they did is they rewrote so much of the code. And the sad part was the whole time they're rewriting all this code, they're telling everyone how great the game's going to be at the end of the day with all these code changes. And, man, it's bad. It's so bad right now.
And the promises of improved performance were copious.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know anyone who is getting improved performance. No. I've never heard of anyone. Most people I've talked to have lost a third of their frames to a half of their frames.
Yeah, and God forbid it starts raining.
Yeah, it's just a mess right now, man. And like even like stuff like Missile Wars, for example, it's something about some of the redstone and the command blocks bring out the network issue that they're having a really hard time finding. We've sent them a bunch of network dumps trying to help them figure out this network issue that exists just in the vanilla game. And they still can't figure it out. So, like, I think what happened, what it feels like, now I don't have any inside knowledge, what it feels like happened is they each had their own section of the code they were optimizing and rewriting. They put them all together, compiled it, and shipped it. And now it's just a broken pile of crap. It's just a mess. It's such a mess.
Yeah.
It's crazy. They're releasing these 1.8.1 pre's, and 1.8.0, the file size, it got almost a meg smaller. 700 kilobytes of something went away in between 1.8.0 and 1.8.1 pre. Like, how could you drop was there a bunch of extra resources in the thing? Like, images that they were able to drop? Or where the hell did 700 kilobytes of stuff go? Like, it blows my mind.
Yeah, that's a lot of code. Like, if it's strictly code. And this is a good kind of example to show people when they go, oh, well, you're making blah, blah, blah money. Why don't you just throw coders at a problem? Well, that's why. Because too many coders in the kitchen is, it makes for a bad pot of Minecraft stew.
Right.
I have been called out by the PMC mods. Both Olmok and T3 says their performance is improved. But I don't believe them. I think they're fat liars.
I mean, I wonder under what scenario you've loaded up a flat world and you stood still. I just want to know what scenario in which their performance has improved.
Are you sure you're playing Minecraft?
Well, I mean, there is something to be said for, I don't know what kind of systems they have, but, they could have made these improvements that really affected lower end systems more so than higher end systems.
Right.
And it actually makes higher end systems worse off. I don't know. There's no telling. Speaking of no telling, I just like to throw the last two words I say into a segue, and it doesn't have to do anything with the next thing. Just like this. Super Mastodon tweeted that Anim Venom recently made a For the Horse animation, which if we saw the live UHC, everybody knows what For the Horse is. But if you haven't, go take a look at the animation that Ant Venom did.
The animation's good. The whole situation was hilarious. And it's only recently that my For the Horse spray has been replaced on Gmon.
we seem to have gotten a lot of listener contributions for sightings. So why don't we just go ahead and delve into listener contributions?
Yes.
Some old man.
Listener contributions.
There we go.
Give me your candy. Give me your candy. Okay, Pervert Marcus wants or says, make me a new intro, damn it. Love y'all.
We don't have bumpers anymore.
We don't have any intro.
Done. Done.
Any intro this will be new.
This is done, and so will be coming forth eventually.
Okay. So we got this next one from Cuscos Balungos. Cuscos Balungos. Cuscos. Me and my friend were talking about ideas about Minecraft. We came up with this theory. Since Microsoft has now bought Minecraft, why not have Minecraft free on new PCs? But wait, don't crap your pants yet. Not the Minecraft, like the full game, probably only the demo version or a very old alpha or beta version. Do you think that would make good marketing strategy? Thanks and love the show, all the way from India. Well, actually, if they put the alpha or beta version on there, people might not want to upgrade.
Especially the 1.8.
Especially right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
No, I've been saying for a while, I think there, since this whole thing went through, I think they should just put the full, I think Microsoft should, Minecraft should ship with it, basically, with Windows from now on.
Why do you think that?
I just think it's smart. It would make kids happy, and people, I think it would look like this great goodwill thing on behalf of Microsoft, and then they sell all their DLC.
Yeah.
And well, they don't even need to do that. They just make marketing stuff off of it, and then they sell Minecraft too.
Yep.
We'll talk about that in the news.
That's coming up. The plushies.
Yes. They're getting bigger. They're getting bigger in the Legos. Talking about that later too. I'm excited. Okay, your turn, Afro.
This next listener contribution was apparently submitted by
you.
Yeah.
So it wasn't.
No.
No, it was submitted by Afro Monkey.
Bees?
Well, I put the question mark there because I didn't know if it was truly from Afro Monkey or his stalker.
And probably my stalker.
Okay.
But anyway,
you quick have question. One, really?
West, do you have a stalker?
Really, I have many. But anyway, quick question. Will the DWP How to Podcast book on Kickstarter ever continue? Thanks.
Short answer, no. I mean, TWP's gone away, and I don't want to work with any of those jerks ever again anyway, so no.
Yeah, just kidding.
Kinda.
Horrible people.
I don't know. I might do a podcast sometime on how to podcast, because I'm trying to think of new podcasts to do during that's the week. Meta. So, yeah.
That's pretty meta. Yeah. All right. Next question is from... The world is your oyster. All right.
Tom.
Hey, guys. Twink here. What the fuck? What the crap? I thought your name was Tom.
No. So it's confused. The world's your oyster, Tom.
Oh, right. Got
you
gotta it.
You got to put the finger gun in there.
Got it. Brent, I suggest you... to play the diversity maps, as you might enjoy it a lot. Maybe play it with Maz and Afro or both. Ask Goot about it too. He plays it with OMG Chad, and it's really fun. You might enjoy it. Also, keep up the great work, guys. I knew the podcast from Goot, and I'm glad he's a host now. Cheers! Twink Tom, World Joyster.
So, how is it?
It's been up. You should play it. It's fun.
Okay. Well, and apparently it's on Realms now too, but we'll talk about that later.
Cool.
I believe. Or I'm lying. I don't know. We'll look at that link later.
It could be either.
Last one here is from Red Omega Jack, who says, "Hey, Shafties, what do you think about squeakers, people on the internet who have high-pitched voices? I have 15 and my voice still hasn't broken, and on a lot of video games I play, I have people treating me like a child and insulting me just because of my voice. What is your opinion, and how can I solve this issue? A, ignore them. B, it's life." I mean, anybody making fun of you because their voice has their own issues, so...
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard. That's just YouTube, right? You know, you can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I will say that I didn't mind squeakers so much, but then Brent started talking in that high-pitched voice and blew my earphones out.
I'm sorry!
Yeah. Oh, God.
No, but, I mean, it's just like anything else. I mean, if you're doing stuff where your voice is important, if your voice isn't as attractive, it's just bad. What you can do is if it's important to you, work on it. Record it. Listen to it. Experiment on changing. I mean, it's just how you fix the same way you fix your handwriting or the same way you become better at sports. Practice. Work on your technique. I mean,
he's probably just needs to wait for his... testicles to drop.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew it was.
I don't know of a better way to say that. I was trying to think of a more PG way to say that, but that's.
No one's really... talked about that in the past. It's okay. You can yank on them a little bit or something, I think.
Oh, God. Really... Good, let's just move on.
I am not a doctor. Do not take any medical advice from me. I will say that right now. But yeah, I mean, you know, if you're playing games, just have fun and. Get a modulator on your mic if you're that worried about it. I mean, a lot of programs have it now.
Yeah, just, yeah. Try to be Stampy. There you go. Use it to your advantage. His voice is like that.
There you go.
Yeah. Or just auto-tune your voice to the point where it's even more annoying and just make him suffer.
Yeah.
You could go for that whole, like, Fred thing if you really wanted to. Like, really just amplify it up, make it worse, get yourself a voice modulator. Really then, mess with him.
Then if all else fails, just, you know, tell him that, you know, their mother didn't mind last night.
And
that usually works. Speaking of works, let's talk about some ideas that maybe works or don't works in Excavation Station. Bukak!
Wow.
Did you just say Bukak?
I did.
Did you just say that?
I did.
We all witnessed it.
And we'll start with Wes.
So this first one should get Afro, right? Oh, no. Me.
Okay, oh, because you thought it said black painting?
I thought the same thing! What do you think I am?
We need Black Panthers in the game. Yeah, that one goes to Afro.
What? You people are monsters. Blank paintings. These are like blank maps. You can create a blank painting and carry it around with you when you find a view that you like the F3 function. So you can screenshot the player view on a painting by right-clicking it on your hand, which creates a pixelated picture of your view like other paintings that you could take home and hang up that remind you of places that you've been. You can do it of a build you make or a cool-looking mountain overhang, even though it's not game-changing or priority. Little things like this make the difference. Keep up the good work. This is from Archer Symes.
Well, it looks like copyrighted by Syndicate. That's going to be a lot of people. Hi, Syndicate's people.
Hello.
Hey!
I have to ask, is there going to be like a front-facing camera on your blank painting? Like, will I be able to make selfies with it?
I like this idea, but I wonder... That would be really cool if you could make actual paintings.
It would be really cool. I would wonder how much it would actually look like the landscape that you're trying to take a picture of.
Yeah.
Because it's going to have to scale it down a lot to get the pixels on a painting, even if it's a big painting.
I love the idea. I think it would be awesome if they could pull it off. I think it's a great idea. I mean, I think you should probably have to do make an easel, you know? Like it should require you to like sit somewhere for a second.
Is that six sticks or eight sticks?
I'm going to go stick. I'm going six sticks.
Okay. So maybe painting with a bunch of sticks. You know, there's no canvas at all, just a bunch of sticks, and then you can...
Maybe the wool in the middle for the canvas.
Okay, there you go.
There you go.
And then you can paint some happy clouds.
Because, hey, let's talk more about the recipe, because I know that Brent loves that.
Oh, we're going to have a new segment that's all about what the recipes are behind the excavation station ideas. No. I think eight sticks would really make it a stronger canvas, Wes.
Wow, we got a raid in here. Oh, hey, yes. Syndicate folks.
Hi.
We like Syndicate a lot. We were just talking about the UHC stream.
Yep, Syndicate stream. That's for UHC. It's good.
Yep. I like this idea. I think this is awesome.
Yeah. I bet it could never be implemented. All right, next idea comes from Sir Vail Bites. I think there should be mailboxes. You can put mail on the outside of your house, and friends can send letters by dropping by your house or leaving their private messages. They should put something like that in Realms, honestly, where if you're friends with someone in Realms, even in your opposite realm, you could like message back and forth through mailboxes. That'd be pretty cool.
And because that would make me feel safe as a parent having a realm for my kids where they could send messages to strangers. That's a good idea.
They're on the internet, Wes.
It's Realms. They can't get on without my permission.
Well, then make it only like a one-way chest, right? Where you can put stuff in, so you could write a message and put it in the chest, but you can't get it back out. Or no one else could get it except for you. What?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's got to be, I don't know. Isn't there can't just anyone invite anyone to Realms already, Wes?
You got to invite people onto your server, right? I mean, nobody can just get on unless you can brush.
Right.
You can whitelist. But it's the same thing with the friends. Like, if they were friends, like, it'd be the same thing. You had to be whitelist in order to send mail, is how it would work, in my opinion. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it'd work, because you could always leave a sign for them anyway, right?
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Something like that.
Or something.
Next one is from Rainman111. Hey, Shafters. I heard you guys talking last podcast about not adding food. What about being able to combine foods like Terra Firma Craft?
Which I assume is a mod.
Yeah, yeah. It's a mod that's supposed to make the game more realistic. Like, you can't just, like, punch a tree. You have to, like, get little pebbles and, like, build an axe slowly over time with the little pebbles and so on and so on.
That sounds horrible. Oh, and last line. Thanks a lot. Keep up the good work.
So apparently Afro's playing the part of Maz this week and destroying the dreams of Rain Man.
No, I'm saying that Terra Firma Craft sounds horrible.
Yeah, I want pebbles. Yeah. One, two.
I really like the idea.
Three.
Apparently, I like the idea.
The next update for Terra Firma Craft, they're making it where torches burn out.
Nice. You're just not just, really selling it for me.
Are they adding lanterns at least or something?
I don't know. I don't know if they're adding lanterns like Notch wanted to, but yeah, they're definitely going in the direction that I think. Kind of Notch wanted the game to go into some degree as far as a realistic kind of feel, but with zombies, I don't know.
Well, that was, I mean, remember that crazy time when lanterns, they're coming, the next update, people had like chest and chest just filled with torches.
Oh, like, yeah, I did the same thing. Totally.
It's like, I'm not losing my torches. Okay, so this next one here is from the Bazooka Daver, who says, I want to have some parental controls built in. I have young children who play the PC versions of Minecraft. I want them to be able to enjoy some of the great modded servers out there, but I don't want them talking to creepy old dudes. Good show to have them listen to. I know I can go into settings and disable chat, but they could change that back, and I want them to be able to chat on LAN sessions. I think parental controls are fine. I think there would be a good addition to a game, especially
that's kind of what we're just talking about, right?
Yeah.
With realms and stuff. So, but what is there in this game that you don't? I may have missed what he said he wanted the parental controls for.
So that his kids don't talk to people like us.
Ah.
Yeah. Right. Sorry, I was. Yeah.
Well, like I told Wes a minute ago, it's the internet.
Yeah,
I think it's the parent's responsibility to kind of monitor their kids when they're on the internet.
Yeah,
so, and that includes any online games and stuff like that. So you kind of, I don't know. I mean, parental controls are good, but
something like where I can type in the servers into their server list and they can't add
and
anymore.
And they can't. Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Like, I think that's a major one, and easy to do.
Yeah, that wouldn't be that bad.
Okay, Wes, what does Schmoobanoober have to say?
Schmoobanoober! Hey, guys, have an idea for excavation station. Bonk! did I do a good bonk?
Yes, sure.
Yeah, it was fast.
Now I get the bonk. Got it.
Yes. So basically, it's pockets for leather pants. When you wear leather pants, it adds two bluish slots to either side of the quick access 9-slot bar. The two slots would be rubber light and left pockets. Because what are pants without pockets?
It's true.
They're sad pants. This would only be for leather pants because it would add a nice little perk for the least protective kind of leggings. So what do you guys think? Wow.
I think we should go clubbing in those leather pants.
Yes. And I like the quick access slots on the side of my leather pants.
Now, what if I make like some parachute pants and I got like 9 pockets? I mean, they're really small, tight pockets, but can I put like a cookie in one?
I gotta tell you, I the idea of having more storage with less protection is not, I mean, there's obviously a drawback and a bonus, and I usually like those kinds of recommendations, but I really don't think inventory control is really an issue.
Yeah.
I think we got plenty of inventory.
Yeah, I agree.
Good one. Okay. Let's hear from Diane Simpson's son.
No way.
Yeah. This one's Goods.
Oh, sorry. I was monitoring something. Toasters. I want toast. Yeah. It says Dalton of North. Dalton of North. Diane Simpson's son. What? So, yeah. Toast. Why not?
Yeah, right? Toast!
What could you say? Well, who? I mean, and then after that, we need to get powdered sugar so we can make powdered toast men. And
oh, that would be sweet.
Yep.
Powdered toast golems.
Oh, sweet. Get it? Powdered sugar.
Well, so does that mean we'll be able to cut bread into slices of bread?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. That's the next part.
Yeah.
So that'll be good.
And Diane Simpson is an old. You need to go and buy, what is it, the After Show Volume 1 that has Diane Simpson in it?
Yeah, it's one of them. I can look it up while we're doing stuff.
Yeah, there's a song.
It's an epic song. I believe he wanted us to talk to his mother about getting him on the server or how to let him play Minecraft, and we completely ruined his life. In song really? Instead. Well, you know, we made a song about his mom instead. Sometimes which that doesn't go so well.
Right, I had forgotten. Poor guy. Right, I remember now.
Okay, well.
All right. What up, Pepe? Says, turkey basters. Enough said.
Man, well, these are great. Turkey basters and toasts.
Yeah, these.
What are you going to do with this turkey baster? Is what I'm wondering.
Well, there's one correction there. I believe this is Pepe.
Because
if they're talking about turkey basters, this is an old Control Point joke.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's an old listener.
Actually, turkey basters I think are the shaft, but Pepe is definitely Control Point.
Okay.
So, thanks for the references, Pepe.
And with that, let's talk about some news, gentlemen.
We're almost out of here. News.
So this first one here I thought was interesting. There was an article where one of the higher-ups, and I don't know if this was Spencer who said this, because the thing I read was, anyway, that... they don't think a Minecraft 2 would actually make much sense.
Yeah.
Just from anyone relevant at all.
Yes. It actually was. There was a big interview, and it wasn't this one that I'm reading now, but basically one of the leading people was right. Like, Minecraft 2 might not make much sense in the long run. We're mostly interested in maintaining the existing community standards, da 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 da.
Well, right now they're like, okay, this guy, the guy that's speaking is the head of Xbox.
Right.
Do you think that's the person even in charge of the direction that Minecraft is going to take within their Microsoft's control over Mojang?
I don't know.
I feel like basically right now they all got a letter in the company that said, don't make any stupid ass public statements. Please. Thanks.
Right. I think you're right.
Yeah. Like, well, you know what I mean? Like right now, I don't think they know what they're going to do. Because, I mean, there's still things like Sweden doesn't give them the okay, as far as I've heard, to even sell the company. So like Sweden could still be like, no, this is bad for our country. You know, this isn't even going to happen. So like, I mean, it's... I don't know. It stresses me out. I'm starting to sweat just thinking about it.
Well, and the interview went on to say, he said that the Mojang deal isn't actually even finalized yet.
Right. Yeah.
No, it's not.
And it was born out of something that they wanted to do on the Xbox team. So I thought that was kind of interesting that, like, everybody assumes it's kind of a foregone conclusion with just some signatures needed somewhere. But apparently, I guess there's more... to be dealt right. with.
Well, Sweden's one of those countries that could literally shut the whole deal down. They could say, this is not good for our country. This is going to hurt the whole country financially because of the taxes that Mojang pays us, and we are denying the sale of your company. They could do that.
Well, that seems like it might be in their best interest to do that. Would they take it over at that point?
I don't know what happens after that. I have no idea.
No, I think they just don't approve the sale and they have to continue owning it.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's kind of shitty, right? It's like, you've made a really good company, but it's yours now, and you better like it.
So here's the full quote I read, and I think this says a lot. I don't know if Minecraft 2, if that's the thing that makes the most sense. The community around Minecraft is as strong as any community out there. We need to meet the needs and desires of that community before we get permission to go off and do anything else. Doesn't mean that everything we're going to do is going to map to 100% of their acceptance, because I don't know if there is any topic where 100% of people agree. But we look at job number one is to go out and meet the needs of the Minecraft community first, and then we can think about ways we can actually help grow it. That's our sole focus.
God, that's straight from some PR document right there.
But I think it's well spoken.
It is. That's why it's straight from a PR document. Someone whose job it is to spin stuff up in a perfectly way to say something that basically that left them open to do whatever they want. But they haven't committed to anything, and don't worry, we're listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? But I'm kind of looking at it almost like World of Warcraft. Like, would it really make sense for Blizzard to go, hey, we're going to make World of Warcraft 2?
Well, that's kind of what they tried to do with the game that never got released. It wasn't World of Warcraft 2, but they tried to make a new MMO, right? And they kind of realized as they did that, well, okay, we're failing at this because we've already made the MMO we wanted to make, and that's why they've stopped production on it after all these years. But the problem with Minecraft is that it wasn't created by Microsoft, right? And so Microsoft doesn't have control over the direction the game goes on how to monetize it, and the game's poorly monetized as far as everything else.
DLC and yeah.
So there's no good way to make money off of the game as it exists, other than products is like outside of the game, and also consoles, because those were actually made to be monetized, right? So how do you monetize the PC version? Either you don't, or you have to do something that changes the way the game is played. And the best way to do that in the most acceptable way, in my opinion, is to stick a tool in the end, and now it's a new product. Otherwise, like, I think you're going to have to do things that are going to piss off somebody, like limiting what you can do with your skins unless you pay and stuff like that. So.
Yeah. Well, though they may eventually do that, like, do you think everybody would jump? I mean, like, I feel like we're smart enough to, like, go, no, we see what you're doing. How about I play the one I already paid for and don't have to pay any more money for? Right. You know what I mean? Like, how they would have to do something so drastic and good that I just don't see it happening.
I don't even think they need to do anything drastic and good. I think what they need to do is fulfill all the promises of the original Minecraft in a Minecraft 2. I think if they did that, they would blow everything out of the water. They need to make it so that it's optimized. They need to start from scratch. They need to make it so that it works well with mods, that you've got a working API, you've got the ability to do multiplayer games that with a minimal of work, you make it easily moddable, and you say, okay, hey, look, you can still do Minecraft. We'll make Minecraft 1 free, but here's Minecraft 2.
Yeah. In fact, ship Minecraft 1 with every Windows PC.
There you go. Yeah. I'm with you. we're of one mind, you and I.
I'm not in that mind. I disagree.
But, well, I don't think it's great for us, the consumer, but it's great from a business point of view. That's what they need to be doing.
I think buying one game every 5 years is not that much of an expenditure for the money that we've paid.
I wouldn't mind paying for certain content at this point. Like I said, you know, like paying for, you know, maps or different things that add value to it. What I'm saying is whatever they came up with, I believe, would be just rebuilt in mods and other things to do whatever they can do for the most part. And if they make something that's coded better, then they're just going to get a lot of flack. Well, why didn't you make this coded better? You know, go back and work on that. But it's just code, and they just get people to fix it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, no matter what, they'll hear flack from it. I don't know. We'll see. I think it's a 10-year proposition if something ever does happen. It won't be for like 10 years.
And you have to remember, they caught a lot of flack just by announcing that they're in the deal to buy Mojang. So, I mean, how much more flack can they really take?
Well, I mean, if they came out and pulled an EA, then I'm sure a lot of people would be pissed off.
Well, that's right. That's how they sell the money or make the money. They just sell it to EA for $4 billion.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what they really should have done, sold the company to EA. I'll have you guys know I puked on EA, so I've done this all of a great service. I walked in the front door of that building and puked right on the floor. So.
Nice.
Not even joking. Not even joking. So I stuck at EA. Stuck at EA.
Well, I am going to puke all over the screen with a new image so everybody can see what I'm excited for. The new Legos. The Minecraft Legos box, which isn't a set. It's not like you've got to build this with it. It's just a bunch of blocks with Minecraft-themed characters and other blocks to go with it. And so I'm really happy they're doing this.
As any Minecraft Lego set should be, there should be no ultimate design.
I was shocked that that's not what they came out with to begin with. Like, why is there not tons of these, basically?
Right. Yeah, just
buy like 30 of these and build some stuff.
Well, then I can't wait to be able to walk into Toys R Us and get a buy one, get one free on, apparently, razor blades. No, this Minecraft set. Right? Because you can't do it with their overpriced little boxes currently, but once these are in the stores like this, yay, consumers.
Yay. Razors.
Razors. Razors.
Stream.
Yeah, I just now realized what the hell you were talking about.
Sorry.
Kind of creepy.
Speaking of kind of creepy, we alluded to this earlier, but Realms. No, it's not creepy. That was just a really bad segue.
Yeah, it's kind of really creepy because they got some of Vex's spooky maps on there now. Woo, creepy.
That's true.
I'm trying to help. Sorry.
Well, and there's a ton of stuff, and apparently Diversity 2 is one of the ones on there. Yeah. So going down this list, it's Bloxors by Jesper the End, Color Cube by Musclecraft, Diamond Defenders by Zuma and Ease, Zazuma, Diversity 2 by Cube Magnet, Knockback Madness by Achemixy, Missile Wars by Seth Bling, and you're going to have to talk to Seth about that one. And Pizza Spleef by Seth as well. Oh, Raiders Refuge by Bloxworks, Spellbound by Vex, and Winter Stronghold by Blockworks. So, I mean, I
think they paid these people for those. I know they'd approached Vex like last year about it, and he turned them down. So, something's changed.
So that's what I would wonder too, because if that's the only way map makers are getting paid, I think. Yeah. They could do them a service. Right. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, what I was going to say, they are definitely getting paid. I do know that much. So, yay or something.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been anything any modders ever really got. Well, I guess that's not completely true. I know the guy that did Mo Creatures helped him with horses, and he got paid. So, but it's weird how select that is, right? There's tons of great content out there, and you just have to know the right person or something.
Right. Right, because I want hang gliders. Get the guy who made hang gliders in there. Open Blocks, I think, right? That has hang gliders.
Yeah.
But to me, I think this is the perfect, this is a great use for Realms.
Yeah.
Have some stock maps that people can play. They can do some of the fun stuff without getting on multiplayer servers with strangers. This is amazing.
Yeah, I agree.
And I don't know if this is one of the ways that, they're going to try to get money back from the sale or whatnot, but it'll be interesting. Mark gave us some codes that will be given away on future shows, but I'm going to use one to set up a Realms so we can try it out. I don't know if anybody's used it yet or not, but that way at least we can all try it out and be able to actually talk about how it works and how all the different things works, and we can play some of these games.
I had it in alpha, but it's just Minecraft. It's not like any different, hardly. Really.
Like the logging in and the setting up and whitelisting people and all that. I mean, is it just like commands and
Pretty much.
Well, how do they do the games? Like, is there a
hub? It's like all point and click for the most part. You just point and click what you want. So you'll have to play with it and see it yourself.
Okay.
It's probably changed too, because like I said, I did it back in the alpha, so I don't know how it looks now completely. So,
Do you think it would be scary or steampunky?
What?
Stupid questions to make segues. Hey, this next story here. Oh yeah,
it's probably super steampunky scary.
That's what I'm here for. Found this little article on Minecraft forums. forum.net that our good friend Sasha Varel runs, and apparently Halloween steampunk textures arrive for the Xbox, and they will hit the PlayStation 3, 4, and Vita in the near future, as possibly as early as next week. Currently,
just in time for Halloween.
They're a buck. Yeah, right? Yeah. You'll get them next year. You'll love it. I bet it, oh, surprise, surprise, it came out on the Xbox first. I said they're going to get everything. Dude, the deal's not done yet, Brent. Shut up. Okay, I'm done. Show's done. It's over. Bye. See y'all later. See you next week.
Really?
Outro here. I don't know. Do you have anything else to say, Wes?
No. Go check out my show on corehelmetshow.com.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I'll pimp my stuff.
Anybody got anything to pimp?
YouTube.com/AfroMonkey.
My wife's in bed.
Is that an advertise? Is that something you're pimping? You're pimping that your wife is in bed?
Oh, no, I meant I don't have anything to pimp because my wife's in bed.
Well, I'll pimp it for you.
Wow.
us.playminecraft.com. Go play Seth Bling and Cube Hipsters.
I'm about to go play right now, so if you're watching the stream.
I will log on with you, and I'll play Missile Wars with you.
Play some Whistle Wars.
It's a lot of fun.
Then, of course, you can find me on YouTube at Brent Copeland. See y'all later. Y'all have a wonderful evening.
Thanks for watching, everybody. Bye.
Good night. Bye.